Hi, good morning, everyone. Morning. I'll be sharing from the passage of Matthew 25, 14 to 30. It's the parable of talents. Matthew 25, 14 to 30. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of the slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Also the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, "Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." But his master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw away the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Okay, let's pray. God, we thank you today, God, for just your new mercies, your new grace. And I just ask your presence, Lord, to come here and speak. Even though, Lord, I'm the one holding the mic and speaking these words, I just pray, God, that Holy Spirit, that you'll speak through me. And if any human efforts or any of my own words, God, will just fall to the ground and only your word will stick, God. And just, teach us, oh God, your word today. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, so today I want to encourage us to be faithful. And in particular, being faithful where we currently are in the season of our life. I have 3 points. So the first one is to be faithful and to not despise the small and insignificant. So in this parable, 1 servant was given 1 talent, the second 2 talents, and the third 5 talents. But if you look at it, the servant who was given 1 and 2 talents, there wasn't much of a difference, only really 1 talent between the two of them. So, but when you look at their response, it's quite different. The first servant who was given 1 talent buried it into the ground. The second servant who was given 2 talents, he multiplied it. He doubled what he was given. So just looking at that, I thought maybe perhaps the first servant with 1 talent, he didn't invest in what he was given because he felt insecure. Perhaps he felt like his 1 talent was insignificant and worthless in comparison to what the other servants were receiving. So I just wanted to ask the question, like, what has God given you right now? Or where has God placed you now? Is there a certain task you don't want to do? Or does something that you're doing bother you much? I just want to share a personal story of when I first joined SP. I was an intern, and then I came on full-time staff and as an admin. But there was one task that I really, really disliked. Back in the days when we were in Shengwan, our toilets weren't stocked with toilet paper. We had to go out and buy it every week and stock it up to make sure every Sunday we had enough toilet paper so people could use it in the toilet. And I really hated it. I don't know why. I thought it was somewhat like below me or something. I felt that didn't add value. And so I had to, every time I walked out to get stock, I kind of wrestled with this because I was like, oh, surely I could be doing more with my life than buying toilet paper. But as I was wrestling with this, I realized like how much I allowed my tasks and what I do define how I was feeling and who I was. We are sometimes asked to do simple things at church, you know, like our house churches vacuum and clean. And it's often unseen and people don't know what that is, what you're doing. But really, it's everything we do is for God. And if we're truly secure in our identity in Christ, it doesn't matter what we do or how small and insignificant the task or assignment is. Our worth doesn't come from what we do. So I just want to say, don't despise and let these small things steal your joy. Do all things faithfully for the glory of God. My second point is be faithful even when you don't know what's next. So in the parable, verse 15, it says at the end, he went on his journey. And in verse 19, it says, now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. So he went away for a long time. And back in those days, there was no social media, smartphone, WhatsApp, no Google Calendar to check where people were. There was no way to check the return of this master. And also for the servants, there was no guarantee when he was returning, or a promise of a reward, or whether they will be assigned a greater task if they were faithful. All they knew was they were entrusted with these talents, and they were to steward them until he came back. And I wanted to bring an example of someone else from the Bible. His name is Joseph, and he was quite faithful wherever he was. Throughout his life, no matter what happened, he's kind of stuck where he was and just served whoever he was under, and applied himself in every situation. So at the beginning, he was part of his family, a big group of a huge family clan, actually, and he was working for his father. He was a carefree boy full of dreams, but then he was betrayed by his brother and sold as a slave. And then when he entered Potiphar's house as a servant, Joseph had a lot of favor because he was faithful and he became successful in anything that he touched. But then he was framed and thrown into prison. And when thrown into prison, Joseph could have given up hope, but he served faithfully under the warden, which led him to Egypt to interpret Pharaoh's dream. And he eventually became the second most powerful man of the country. So through his ups and downs, Joseph had no idea what was going to come next. And he could have lost hope. He could have given up and said, oh, oh, I'm back in prison, or I'm back in my shackles, I'm just going to give up and die here. No one knows where I am. Everyone thinks I'm dead. I have no identity. But he chose to be faithful and apply himself. He knew the talents and gifts that God had given him, and he applied himself. So just want to encourage you to be faithful, even if you don't know the next season of your life. God will be there, and have peace in knowing that God will be there in that place. Even if you don't know the details of what task you'll be doing, where you'll be, where you'll be traveling to, what country you'll be in, just have peace knowing God is there and that he's going to be your security in that place. And my third point is be faithful because the season is equipping and training you. Just going back to the parable, perhaps the servants who were entrusted with 2 and 5 talents were only given 1 talent some time ago. Perhaps they were just like that servant with that 1 talent. And through time and dedication and being faithful with what they were given, the master eventually entrusted them with more talents. And I just want to ask you to sort of think back. 5, 10 years ago, did you know you would end up where you are today? Did you know you'd be in Hong Kong? Did you know you will be the mother or father you are now, brother or sister? Did you know you'll be in this church? Did you know the difficulties, doubts, successes, and failures that it was actually God equipping you for this current season? And can you imagine the impact of what you are doing now, what impact it will have in the next 5 years? I didn't know my years in the marketplace was equipping me to work for church. I was in human resources and recruitment consulting, and I honestly thought the skills that I had there and my experiences there were not transferable anywhere. I guess I didn't really like my job very much. But I kind of struggled. I was like, oh, where is this leading to? I'm so dissatisfied. But when I eventually quit my job and I came to Hong Kong for a bit of a career break, I was led to working for church. And as I was working, I was amazed at how much I could bring in and apply myself. Of course, I had to unlearn and take off my corporate hat, but there were many things that I learned, not just skills, but, you know, even work ethic, how to think, like structure, or, you know, something that I had seen in the corporate world which I thought would be beneficial to the church, I was able to do. And I think I really praise God for that, because I really feel like nothing goes to waste with God. And now my next season's focus is to become a mother. I'm a bit scared of all the changes and the new experiences that will come my way, but I believe and have faith that God has been equipping and training me and he's continually training me to be prepared for this next season of my life. Everything God places in our hands and anywhere God places our feet is a training and equipping ground. So whether it be to learn a new skill, to deal with old wounds, to teach us humility, perseverance, how to make tough decisions, or simply to learn to depend on him more, there's always a reason why God allows things in our lives. So I've encouraged that God never wastes anything, and he's able to redeem every season of our life. He's our good, good Father, and he does all things for our good. So at this time, I just want to invite Andrew up for worship. Okay. So I'll just ask you a few questions and encourage you to just close your eyes and take this time to reflect. Where has God placed you now? Where is He calling you to be faithful? Is it in your family? Is it in your friendships? In your work? How about where you're serving at church? Is it faithfulness in your finances? Or could it simply be He's asking you to be faithful to Him?
What can I give to you? What can I offer to the King for all the love you've shown? For all your mercy over me, I called your name, you heard my cry, out of the grave and into life. My heart is yours, my soul is free. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for saving me. The rock of salvation, my hope is built on nothing less. Morning by morning, how great is your faithfulness. I called your name, you heard my cry, out of the grave and into life. My heart is yours, my soul is free. Thank you, God, for saving me. I called your name, you heard my cry, out of the grave and into life. My heart is yours, my soul is free. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for saving me. You gave your life upon the cross. You suffered once for all. You made a way. And Jesus, in victory you rose. You made us all your own. Now we are saved. And you gave your life upon the cross. You suffered once for all. You made a way. And Jesus, in victory you rose. You made us all your own. Now we are saved. And thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for saving me. And thank you, God, for saving me. for saving me. I called your name, you heard my cry, out of the grave and into life. My heart is yours, my soul is free. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for saving me.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that your steadfast love never ceases. God, we thank you that your mercies never come to an end. We thank you that they are new every morning, God. Great is your faithfulness. We thank you, God, that we can be faithful because you are faithful first. And God, I just want to pray for anyone who is walking through a season of difficulty. I just pray, God, for your hand to cover them, Lord. I pray for strength, Lord, beyond their own strength. God, I pray the ability to see what you are doing, God, in their life, in that season. I speak to them clearly, Lord. And I just pray you may affirm them, God. Affirm them, Lord, in who they are in your eyes, Lord. Thank you, God, that you're a good, good Father. Okay, let's pray for our community. Let's pray for our friends and family who are currently saved, but who have cancer or going through chemo, radiation, or recovering from surgery. Let's just pray in Jesus' name that all the cancer cells will be eradicated and that healing will come from his hand. Pray for our friends and family who are ill, but also need God's salvation. And I also want to ask us to pray for those who have been praying for these people for a long time. Let's pray that they will continue to be faithful in their prayers and that God will increase their faith in their hearts as they intercede for their family and friends. Let's turn to the next slide. Let's pray for all our all the names here, all those who have been going through these illnesses. Let's just pray for God's healing hand to come and free them of all the pain and just to give them strength throughout this time. cover our friends who are looking for a job. In the time of waiting, it can be quite difficult, but let's pray they won't lose hope and they'll continue to cling on to the promise that God provides for them, that His future that He holds for them is full of hope. And, let's pray. And our mission focus for today is Singapore, our SPSG church plant, and Indonesia, SPIN, and Kupang. Let's cover Pastor Salamat, all the sisters that are here in Hong Kong. Let's pray for our mission committee, for P. Ricky, Timothy, Tang, Janella, John Kang, Jamie, James, and P. Sam. Let's pray for wisdom and discernment as they make decisions and release funds and look after our missionaries. Let's just pray that God will just bless them with wisdom and discernment. Let's cover our local outreach team, Community Center, Igape, Homey, SP Lights, Freedom, Bridge, Recreation, the Drug Rehab Ministry. This ministry is really the hands and feet that go outside of the four walls of this church. So pray for just covering and divine appointments that in their faithfulness in going out each week that they'll have opportunities to share God's love and to just bring more people into the kingdom. Let's just pray. And tonight's activities, there's SPU, our college ministry, IP, our intercessory prayer ministry. There's also the SP Youth Experiencing God class. So let's cover the these groups and just pray for the presence of God to come and that each ministry will be able to encounter Him tonight. And lastly, let's pray for our house church, the McCain House Church. Let's pray for just a great time of fellowship, a great time of getting into the Word, that this house church will encourage each other to keep running the race. Cover the house church leaders, that they'll have the sensitivity to be led by the Holy Spirit. Just pray our protection over this house church in this time. Thanks. Thank you, God, for this time where we can come and pray together as a church, Lord, that we can come together and intercede for our family and friends who are ill, and for all the events and ministry groups in our church. God, it's such a privilege to be part of such an amazing church. I pray just for, that we will be a church that really encounters you, obeys your word, and wants to remain faithful, God. Continue to lead us and guide us today. We thank you, God, that you are with us and that you have never left us, Lord. We give you this day, Lord. Thank you, God, that this is a day that you have made, Lord. We invite you into it. And as we continue to spend time in prayer, Lord, speak to us speak to us as what you are doing in our lives in this point of time, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.